welcome to the Curious Characters of Christmas. Today we're going to conclude our look at the life of Joseph. And just by review, yesterday Joseph had learned that Mary was pregnant before the angel had showed up to reveal that this was a miraculous conception. He, of course, thought that she had slept with someone else, that she had violated God's law, and so he was going to divorce her, but he was going to divorce her quietly, which revealed that he was a man of conviction, but also a man of compassion. Well, today I want us to look at Joseph's response after receiving this vision, this dream from the angel, because I think there are two more wonderful lessons that we can learn from the life of Joseph. Look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. It says, "When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus." And in just these two verses, I see two incredible things about Joseph. Number one, he obeyed at personal cost. He obeyed at personal cost. You see, naming your own child was a big deal for a father in Bible times. He wasn't going to be able to name Jesus. The angel already told him what his name was going to be. He wasn't going to have that privilege. If we were to continue on in chapter 2 of Matthew, we'll discover that the angel made him move to Egypt for their own protection and then move back. And then while coming back, to move them then to Galilee. And so Joseph's life was turned upside down. He left his hometown. He certainly left behind his reputation because, again, a lot of people was not going to believe that this baby that Mary had was a miraculous conception. And so his whole life was turned upside down. But he was a just man. He was a man of integrity. He was a man who loved God. And so he was willing to obey at personal cost. Now, how about you and I? Are we willing to obey at personal cost? It's one thing to obey when it doesn't cost us anything. But are you willing to obey when it does cost you something? Maybe you're watching this right now and there's something right now you've been kind of hesitant to obey God. It's either something specifically from His Word or just something the Holy Spirit has been moving you towards and you've been putting it off because maybe it's quite a sacrifice. It's quite a cost. You don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't know how it might affect some of your relationships. Well, listen, part of being a disciple of Jesus is to die to yourself and to take up your cross and follow Him. And so to follow in the example of Joseph, my challenge for us today is, will we obey God? Not just when it's easy, but will we obey God at personal cost? The second thing I see here with Joseph is that he cared about God's honor. He cared about God's honor. How so? Well, notice what it says. He knew her not until she had given birth to a son. He waited 9 months to go in and be intimate with his wife. Listen, for a man that had saved himself, all right, and I, you know, this is how that works. I mean, sexual intercourse is a wonderful thing. And I'm sure he was excited and anxious about that as he was getting married. But he refused to go in and sleep with his wife. He waited until after she was born. Why did he do that? I think that he did that in order to preserve God's honor and glory. Because if he had slept with her, people could have said, it was Joseph that got Mary pregnant. But he waited till she was even born to go in and to live with her and to sleep with her. That aspect of their marriage, he refused to take part in because he didn't want there to be any confusion whatsoever, that everyone understood that this was an incredible miracle of God. God's honor was more important than satisfying his own needs even, or wants or desires. And what a challenge for us. Can we honestly say our greatest desire is the honor and glory of God? That we are willing to put aside our own honor and our own reputation so that God might be lifted up. Do you know that's why you and I have breath to do all things, as the Bible says, for the glory of God, to make God's name great. What would that look like in your life this week? To care about God's honor with your life, with your family, at work. What would that look like to say, you know what matters to me is that the name of God is honored and lifted up. Followers of Jesus will obey at personal cost, and followers of Jesus care deeply about God's honor.